Actor and comedian Leslie Jordan has died. He was in a car crash in Hollywood this morning. He was 67. The news is a shock to those who knew him from the sitcom Will and Grace.
Well, well, well.
He won an Emmy for that supporting role in 2006, and he kept on working in TV, though he broke through to new audiences during the pandemic with comedic video diaries on Instagram.
Hello, fellow hunker downers. It's Leslie Ella Jordan reporting for duty.
That new fame allowed him to live out a few other dreams, like writing a book and making a gospel album. Last year, our co-host Ari Shapiro got to talk with Leslie Jordan about that record called Company's Coming.
So why gospel music?
I grew up in the church, in the Southern Baptist Church. And it's when you grow up in the church, everything that we did, even socially, was around the church. It was just such a big part of our, you know, our lives. And I loved that music, you know. And then whatever acts I had to grind with the church as I got older and realized I was a homosexual. And, you know, it's hard to embrace something that doesn't embrace you. So I kind of wandered away. But I, over the years, you know, you get older and you look back and you think, well, you know what? Everybody's doing the best they can with the light they have to see with. And I sure, you know, enjoyed the songs, the music of my youth.
Is there a song from those Sunday mornings that you remember hearing in the pews when you were a kid that you're doing on this album now?
Almost every single one of them.
Really?
You know, every single one of them. The one that really struck home to me because it was my dad's favorite song is the one that we got T.J. Osborne to sing. It's called In the Sweet By and By, which is just an old Southern hymn.
In the sweet by and by.
T.J. Osborne recently came out. Did you and he talk about your shared experience growing up gay in the church?
You know, what happened was we texted a lot. He was going to make that announcement, and that's a big one in the country music industry. And it was a very heartfelt decision, but it was one that he knew he had to make. And what do? I just told him, I'm here. I'm here.
And our spirits shall sorrow no more.
And our spirits shall sorrow.
You know, people ask me, well, what was your coming out experience? Honey, I fell out of the womb into my mother's high heels. You know what I mean? I do remember at some point telling people. I remember I told my mother when I was about 12, I thought she might pull out the Bible. That's what I thought would happen. You know, just not at all. Not at all. She was so wise. And I remember her saying, my fear is that you'll be ridiculed. And I could not bear that. So maybe you can live just a quiet life. So here I am.